Now, turn your attention up here for just a minute if you can. I've got some things up here, and you guys may recognize these. Do you know what these are in my hand? Movies, right? They're DVD movies. Now, as I'm holding these up, see if you can notice something about all these movies that look the same. Does anybody notice anything? They're all different movies, all different kinds, but there's one thing that they all have in common. Anybody see? What? Just shout it out. Yeah, they're still in the wrapper, right? These are all brand new movies. They're still in the wrapper. They haven't been opened. And these are my movies. I'm kind of a movie buff, so I like to buy movies on DVD and watch them at home. And all these are great movies. I know that they're great movies. You know how I know they're great movies? I've seen them all already. Right. That's why they're still in the wrapper. See, I didn't buy these movies so I could see them. I bought these movies so I could own them. Right? I saw them, and I'm like, that's a good movie. I got to own that. Right? It's not enough that I saw it already. It's not enough that I could go to the video store and rent it for a buck. I had to pay $5 or $10 or $15 for some of them so I could own it. I wanted to have it, be part of my collection, right? Now, that's kind of silly in a way because, again, you could watch it a lot cheaper by just renting it. And these are really silly because I've love these movies so much, I haven't even taken them out of the wrapper yet to watch them once, right? One of these movies I love so much, I found out when I was getting all the ones that were in the wrapper that I had two copies of it. That's how much I love that movie. I bought two copies of that one so I could have it. How many of you guys have things at home that you collect that you just want to have? Yeah? Yeah? Penguin's got one over here. Huh? Do you collect Pokemon? Care Bears? Webkins? What? What do you collect? Well, there's too many of you to get them all down, but you guys could collect anything, right? We've got Care Bears and Webkins and Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh cards and this hoo-ha and that hoo-ha and video games. And there's all kinds of things you can collect, right? Parents in the congregation, how many of you guys have clothes in your closet you haven't worn for over a year? Huh? How many of you got clothes in your closet you haven't fit into for over a year? Yeah, we collect these things. Because they make us feel good. We want to have them, right? And what God says is, hey, don't worry about that stuff. That might make you feel good for a minute, but it doesn't feel good for very long, okay? And when I call you up to heaven to live with me and my son Jesus, what good is all that stuff going to do? John, who cares that this movie's sitting on your video shelf in the wrapper? When you come up to live with me and my son Jesus in heaven, that movie's not going to do you any good. Okay? Your Webkins and your Care Bears and your clothes that are in the closet. I got clothes sold in my closet. They need to be dusted. That's how old they are. Okay? But God doesn't care about that stuff. It doesn't make us happy for very long. Okay? And it doesn't help our relationship with God. And so what God says is build your treasure up in heaven, not here on earth. Okay? Do things that make me happy. Okay? Be a good friend to someone who needs help, okay? Help someone who needs help. Help people out. Share the love that I shared with you through my son Jesus with people around you, because that is what really is treasure, okay? Not this shiny stuff. This is just junk, okay? And it doesn't last, okay? And when I'm gone and I'm up in heaven, that won't have any value at all, okay? But the things we do in heaven, or that we do that will make God happy with us when we get to heaven, are the things that we should be spending our time with. Things like you guys did this week at Vacation Bible School, okay, learning about the love of Jesus and donating money for a worthy cause, okay? Will you guys pray with me? Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you gave your son Jesus to come down here to earth and show us how to live. He was so smart, and if we just listen to the stories that he has to tell us, we know that we'll live a life that pleases you and that you'll be happy with us when we get into heaven to spend the rest of our lives with you and your son Jesus. And so we pray, Lord, it's okay, you know, for us to have our things that we want to have that make us feel good down here, but help us remember that we don't want to just start collecting all those things, because after a while, it's just a collection of stuff. You know, we don't love it anymore. We just love it for what it is. We don't love it for the pleasure that it gives us. And so help us to remember to spend our time and our money on things that you would have us do. And we pray this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And all these beautiful kids up here said together, Amen. Have a great week, kids. Thanks for coming up here, and thanks for singing.